Good morning. I call this meeting the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present. So good morning, everybody. First, we have three bills up today, and the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion for approval?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the amendment or the minutes have been adopted. We are going to do Representative Fisher, House File 4392 first, which is the HHS policy bill, which you will describe why it is in Ways and Means. So I move that House File 4392 be placed on the general register. And I'll have you describe the bill, and I will note, too, if we have two fiscal notes in our packet, which I'm sure you will discuss. And so it'll be clear for members who may be wondering why we have fiscal notes for two specific bills, but Representative Fisher will get to those. We also have an amendment. Do you want to describe the bill or do the amendment first?
How about if I describe the bill and then it'll show where we need to do the amendment?
Sounds great. Representative Fisher, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee, for the opportunity to present House File 4392. This is the Human Services Policy Bill. The reason it is here today is to make sure that we don't have any fiscal costs in it. And that's part of the reason that we're having an amendment coming up very shortly here, is basically the Human Services Policy Bill is dealing with disability services. We're dealing with deaf-blind and hard-of-hearing services. We're dealing with phase-out of the special minimum wage for persons with disabilities. We're dealing with policy on aging services, policy around substance use disorders, or policy around direct care and treatment. There are four areas that had potentials of having fiscal notes or having issues. The first two that I'd like to highlight is for the amendment that you have before you is we found costs were found in two areas. Article 1, Section 9, this modifies out-of-home respite services for children. There's a fiscal note on that, so the amendment has deleting that entire section. And then there was another section, it was in Article 5, Section 17. This has to do with medium intensity rates for substance use disorders providers. This is one that was found to have a cost on it late in the process. This ends up having quite a bit of language because as they were dealing with the phasing out the cost component, they wanted to make sure that everything was lined up properly, and that's why you see so much language, is to make sure that we've got the references all correct. So I will pause right there for any questions and for taking up the DE. I mean, not the DE, the amendment.
Thank you, Representative Fisher. Why don't we, being you already described what we're doing in the A-12, why don't we just move the A-12 then? So I move the A-12 on the author's behalf, which Representative Fisher just described. Any discussion to the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. So to your underlying bill, do you want to offer any more comments or should we go to member discussion?
I think I'll straight to member discussion.
Great. Any discussion on House File 4392 as amended? Representative Novotny.
Chair Fisher, this is not the committee where we would beat it up, but I'm just going to take this opportunity to once again ask you to reconsider before we get to the floor on the main part of this bill on the subminimal wages. From what I can tell in the Senate bill, it's not there, and I hate to say, but thank God for the Senate. Please reconsider that. There are people that need it and people that will be adversely affected by this. And we've had the discussions and mm-hmm. we don't need to do it here, but that's just my request. Please address that. Thank you.
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I wasn't going to really speak to this, but since Representative Botany brought it up, you know how you hear things from people at church. And I talked to someone that works with people in this community, and she too said it would really be devastating for them. So, I'll just, I guess, pile on to what Representative Botany said. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, I'll go to Representative Fisher.
Thank you. Just ask for approval so we can move this to the House floor and continue the discussion and the debate there.
Okay, thank you, Representative Fisher. And with that, I renew my motion that House File 4392, as amended, be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails, and House File 4392, as amended, has been placed on the general register. Thank you, Representative Fisher. Our next bill on the agenda for today is House File 3508, Representative Hansen, the lands bill. So I move that House File 3508 be placed on the general register. And welcome to the committee. I will first have you, I know you have an A3 amendment as well, but we will have you describe your bill and what brings it before Ways and Means, and then we'll take up the amendment. So Representative Hansen, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is the annual lands bill, House File 3508. And the reason it's in front of Ways and Means is this is the bill that actually generates revenue. Section 8 authorizes the public sale of land in Chisago County and raises an estimated $251,000. Section 11 authorizes the private sale of land in Hubbard County, $28,000. Section 13 authorizes the sale of land to the Watershed District in Roseau County of $10,600, totaling $289,600 in estimated land sales proceeds. Section 2 and Section 3 allow the commissioner to collect additional revenue from some land exchanges, and those dollars are also generated into the land acquisition account. It has a variety of pieces. What we usually do in our committee is ask all members if they have any land transactions that are riparian land to include in the annual lands bill, and that is the result of the compilation of this bill.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. So let's take up the A3 amendment at this point as well. So I will move the A3 amendment on the author's behalf. Would you like to speak to that, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the A3 amendment relates to repealing the historic site designation in what was formerly the Upper Sioux State Park. The land transaction has occurred. We have a provision relating to the DNR, so we're bundling those two repealers together on the designation for both the state park for Upper Sioux and the historical society designation. I do have Mr. Keller here if there's anyone who asked any questions, wanted to ask any questions on that particular portion. I would ask your support for the A3.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. Discussion to the A3 amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the amendment has been adopted. Discussion to the bill as amended. Any discussion to the Representative Heinzman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm glad to see the Assistant Commissioner today. Just had a quick question specifically regarding the conveyance of land to a Lower Sioux community. There was a parcel there, I think it's about 20 acres, that was conveyed to the Lower Sioux. I'm just wanting to just confirm on the record if the parcel had been part of the original discussion there, or what's kind of the story here. This is something that missed in the last committee stop.
Thank you. I will go to the testifier. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Bob Meyer, Assistant Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources. And thank you, Representative Heinzman, for that question. The language Representative Heinzman is referring to is Section 12 of the bill. Actually begins on 9.26. These parcels were discussed and reviewed during the original discussions with MHS and the Lower Sioux in previous years. They were contained in language dropped late in 2021 by local legislatures, both in the House and the Senate. We didn't have a lands bill in 2022, so it was kind of lost in the shuffle, so now we're picking them back up. They are water-bound parcels that are proximity to parcels that we're working with the Lower Sioux on, and that have known archaeological resources and cemetery burial mounds adjacent. There's potential for additional resources in these parcels is very high, and they are some grounds that the Lower Sioux is interested in. Originally purchased for a canoe boating route. They frequently flood, so we feel their best interest is with Lower Sioux for management purposes.
Representative Heinzman.
Nothing further, thank you.
Any further discussion to the bill? Seeing none, Representative Hansen, any final word?
I'd ask for your support.
Great, and with that, I renew my motion that House File 3508, as amended, be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails, and the bill has been placed on the General Register. Thank you, Representative Hansen. And our last bill on the calendar, the agenda for today, is House File 4661, Representative Wolgamott, Workers' Compensation. So there you are. That was a quick move. So with that, I will move that House File 4661 be placed on the General Register. Welcome to the committee and to your bill, Representative Wolgamott.
Well, Chair Olson and members of the Ways and Means Committee, thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning to present House File 4661, which is the policy and technical changes for the Workers' Compensation Advisory Council recommendations. Madam Chair and members, this bill is before you today because it has a fiscal impact. It will actually be a net savings in fiscal year 2025 and the next biennium for our state. The changes made in this bill will result in an estimated total of $6,000 in additional revenue each year. I would direct your attention to page 5 of the fiscal note for the Senate Companion for details of these savings. As you'll see, the Department of Labor and Industry anticipates no or minimal cost for most of the provisions. Section 13 creates a penalty for excess medical records charges. Section 26 changes the penalty for benefit discontinuance. And together, Madam Chair and members, again, these create a savings of $6,000. That is the bill. That is its fiscal impact. And we have a testifier here, and then we'll be happy to take any of your questions.
Great, Representative Wolgamott. We'll go to member discussion and see. Do you want to have? We usually don't have testimony in committee. So
we'll take your questions right now, Madam Chair.
Great.
Thank you.
And I'm glad we have somebody here, though, if the questions do get technical. So thank you for being here. Yes. So discussion to the bill. Lead Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank you, Representative Wolgamott, for carrying this bill and for upholding the tradition, longstanding tradition, that we allow the differences in workers' comp to be worked out with the advisory task force and move forward to those recommendations. So thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion to House File 4661. All right, seeing none, Representative Wolgamott, final word on your bill.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members, and thank you to echo what Representative Garofalo said. Thank you to all the members of the WCAC for their hard work and collaboration. We're proud to bring this bill forward, and we ask for your support.
Great, wonderful. With that, I renew my motion that House File 4661 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails, and House File 4661 has been placed on the General Register. And with that, we have gotten through three bills pretty quickly, and we will not have any more meetings this week, but we will have our regular scheduled meeting next week. And keep your ears on, too. As we see more finance bills come through, we will likely be having more meetings, and we'll try to give everybody adequate notice so that they can make adjustments to schedules. So with that, we are adjourned.